The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you,
cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 30th day of August. Oh my gosh, one more day left. Summer is flying by, 2022, and tonight we have, well, we, like last night, we have a packed program. And so we have, as our producer, none other than Courageous.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have way out yonder, none other than a parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
You mean that God-fearing, Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot? If he is so, I'm here, ready to go to work.
And I'm just the host, right? I guess.
Right, you're just Pastor Ernie, who's been there forever.
All right, been here forever.
Well, not quite forever.
It almost seems like it sometimes. I know what you mean.
It does. After almost 50 years, it should seem almost like forever.
Yeah, we made 50. I've done it for the 50 now. So here we've got to start off this way, Joe. You know that newsletter we get every week. You know, every month. It's a great news. We get a lot of commentary, people telling us how much they like the newsletter, but and because of the content that's in it. But there's a lot of work that goes into printing that newsletter, and there's a couple, Bob and Marilyn from Newberry Printing, who have been doing our newsletters for us now for a long time, and they're an elderly couple, and well, here, in fact, you know what? Joe, I've actually known Bob out there for 60 years. For 60 years, I've known Bob.
Wow.
And what's happened here now, Marilyn, his wife, has had a heart attack. And I find out not just today that she also has lung cancer. And she's in the hospital. And so what we're going to do, like we did last night, we're going to ask the folks to join us in this prayer. Folks, if you only knew how just, if you knew what can be accomplished by prayer, I've seen things that just unbelievable accomplished by prayer. When God's word says something, you know, it's the most authoritative source of information and knowledge in existence today. And if you would join with me in that prayer. God's got a good memory. He's got a really good memory. And he remembers those that take the time to pray for others. And so if you would take your time and pray with me for Marilyn, she needs right now, she really needs your prayer. So if you just take a minute and join with me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come for you this night, Lord, we want to hold Marilyn up at such a time as this right now and ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intervene on her behalf, Father God, that you would bless her in every single area, Lord, that you would have a blessing for her. Lord, that you might give her a clear mind, Father God, and a pain-free body, and you might touch her and heal. And, Lord, we know all you have to do. You don't have a problem with cancer, Lord. You don't have a problem with any of that. All you have to do, we know that all you have to do is say, be healed, and it's healed. And that's what we're asking for you to do tonight. And so, again, we would ask also that you would be a comfort to the family, to Bob and the family and the friends. And in every way, this we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, one question. You said, what was it just before the cancer that happened?
Pardon? I didn't get that. Say that again.
You said
she had a heart attack.
I was just kind of stunned for a minute, and then they found the cancer. Yeah, it was just,
And so there you go. And anyhow, well, we need to get into our scripture, and let's pick up where we left off, and let's go.
The sermon was canceled by God, the cancel culture. Canceled by God is what it is.
Yeah, canceled by God. And here, let's pick it up where, and you know, I'm going to be preaching on the truth. There's so little of that today. I've been watching the left coming out with their propaganda. They've got the propaganda machine on high, and what this tells me is they're afraid. The left is afraid when they've turned the propaganda machine up as high as they have. And so
they're pulling out all the stops, is the old phrase. There is nothing they aren't trying. They are throwing everything at the wall, hoping something sticks.
So, you know, God's Word in the Bible has a whole lot to say about truth. And, you know, truth or consequences. And I think that's what we're going to be, is truth or consequences. And what's going to happen, the left out there is going to realize when God says that all liars will have their place in a lake of fire. That's exactly what he means, huh?
Exactly.
And they'll find that out in spades, won't they?
Unfortunately, they will find out a little too late. Hopefully, some of them will repent and turn, and will not have to learn the hard way.
All righty. Let's pick it up where we left off in Revelation 17 and in chapter, well, starting with verse 12.
Start with 12. All right. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Okay, stop right there, Joe. Okay, now, here we see this. There's something taking place there that, of course, the 10 horns represent the 10 kings of nations that are yet to come, but they're here now, okay, when this was written. Now, here you're going to notice something in there. Now, to see if this sounds like the Democratic Communist Collective Party, let's see if this sounds like Nancy Pelosi, because what we're reading there is the Antichrist system is demanding, Joe, it's demanding absolute complete allegiance by the ruling raw power of oppression, and slavery. In other words, did Nancy Pelosi, does she keep her people, what does she do, whip them into shape, the House whip?
Right.
Do they fall in line and lockstep?
Forces them to do what she bids.
Okay. And so is this not, is Joe Biden not a total tyrant? Is he not become a dictator? He's ruling by dictates. Has he not?
Well, this whole thing with this money for the pay off the student loans, that Congress has the power of the purse. I think what he did was unconstitutional, and I'm waiting for somebody to take it to the courts, because I don't think he had the power to do this or the authority, but he's claiming it.
No, he doesn't have the power, but he's become totally lawless. The entire Democratic Party is lawless. They've weaponized the FBI, the justice, all of these agencies. They've weaponized, and they're absolutely lawless and breaking the law. They're breaking the law, okay? But here, so pick it up where you left off there and read over right down to and stop at verse 16.
Oh, okay. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
Okay, now we talked about that yesterday, why it's referring to the three parts of the Babylon here, the New World Order, Babylon, and the political, the economic, you know, the political is the deep state today, the corrupt deep state. The economic is the woke corporations. We see these woke corporations that have aligned themselves with a corrupt government. And, of course, the great whore is the apostate church, too, the apostate church. And so, and not just the church, but the apostate religions. Now, one of the things, Joe, remember, one of the things, in the opposition that we have, it's always totally opposite to what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. Whatever the Bible teaches is good, they will use it for evil. In other words, what God calls good, they call evil, and vice versa. For example, hypocrisy. To us, hypocrisy is repulsive. It's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. But to them, hypocrisy is something to be embraced. The other thing is betrayal. To us, betrayal. Right. To us, betrayal. Betrayal is wrong. The very first betrayer was Satan himself, huh?
Right. Exactly.
And so here's
what. Betrayed God.
Right.
Betrayed his creator.
You had Ahithophel betrayed King David. You had Judas obviously betrayed the Lord Jesus himself. But now here today, in modern days that we've had, I remember our ally, the Shah of Iran, who was an ally of America. He might not have been the nicest guy in the world, but he wasn't considered to be a tyrant either. But he was betrayed by Jimmy Carter, wasn't he?
Very much so.
And then you had, remember, Barak, the Egyptian prime minister, and he was betrayed by Barack Obama.
Obama, and replaced, yep.
Yep.
With one of the Obama's wannabe puppets.
Then you had Gaddafi. You know, he helped get Obama elected, him, and he was betrayed by Hillary. Now, so within the collective, if you can betray someone of power, someone of authority, if you can betray those people and get away with it, then your stock within the collective goes up, because betrayal, to us, betrayal is repulsive. It's a bad thing. To them, again, it's something to be embraced, betrayal. And so,
like Stalin, the better you are.
And so what did we see? President Trump, he was betrayed by everybody, wasn't he? I mean, you had his first attorney.
The Republican Party, the establishment, yeah.
Who was the first attorney general that was appointed? Do you remember?
What's his name? Oh, yeah. Who? He was such a wimp.
The former senator. Yeah, and
I'm just not there. I know
he betrayed him. Okay, who was the last attorney general that betrayed Trump?
Well, we've got Merrick Garland right now.
We know that one here, but before him, who was there?
Well, I'm having a senior moment.
It's hard, isn't it, having those senior moments?
Yeah, it is, especially on the radio with everybody listening.
Well, he was betrayed by, he was betrayed, too, by everybody there at the FBI. Comey Strzok.
All of them, yeah.
And,
well, there were several people there that all were part of that, that betrayed him, that stood in and temporary, I mean, pretty much everybody in the deep state.
His lawyer betrayed him. Everybody was bought. In other words, they when the FBI went to him and said, you're going to betray her, you're going to turn on him, or else, okay? And so that's what happened. And then we see...
We'll do a General Flynn on you. Yeah.
Exactly. So we saw him being betrayed even by his own vice president, Mike Pence, huh?
Right.
And so we see that this is a part... That they, where that betrayal comes from. Now, so they turn on the apostate church, and so that apostate church is not just the apostate, but it's also we take a look at and we see the prosperity church. We see these huge mega churches, in our area here, we have a church that's got it's a Methodist. It's an apostate. Its today goes long. It's just, but it's a huge because of all the money that was left to it years ago from people, and since then, we've seen them apostatize and getting worse and worse, going farther and farther away from the Word of God. And so here he goes on, and he says this, and it says that they put their hearts to fulfill His will. No. For God hath put in their heart to fulfill His will, to agree and to give. So God is the one that has turned the apostate church, turned the woke corporations and the corrupt deep state political against the whore, huh?
Exactly.
And so here...
God has demanded judgment because He's judged a nation and found it... to be very sinful, very lacking, and very unrepentant.
And so it goes, and it says that, for God hath put in their hearts to and to fill His will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast and to the word, God should be fulfilled. And the woman that thou sawest is the great city which thou ringeth over the kings of the earth. And so we're seeing this here. What it's referring to, we're seeing a lot of types and shadows. Now, he's talking about...
seeing the building of the one world order that becomes the great whore. I mean, she covers the entire earth, right?
Right, exactly. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. We're going to pick it up in, tomorrow in 18. I'm going to do a little commentary. Maybe we should do this commentary several times this week, but I started yesterday. In a conversation with a leftist individual, I noticed what appeared to be a hint of reality setting in. He asked me why I thought that my reporting from my news sources had more credibility than his left-wing sources. My response was that we believe that it is a sin to lie. This is what we told him, remember, yesterday.
Right.
And, of course, Revelation 21, verse 8 says, all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And so, again, we talked about where the left-wing news sources literally are contracted liars. And see, people are starting, I think, more and more to understand this. They're literally contracted to lie. They sign a contract agreeing to go along with whatever, and they use the word instead of lie, they use the word narrative, whatever the narrative. And then that's when you also see it's where the collective comes in. And the echo chamber starts, where if you change the station, they're all saying exactly the same thing. And they will tell you, if we all say the same thing at the same time, people will believe us. And here, basically, what they're saying is if we all tell the same lie. And they do that in a collective manner. Why? Because they're all owned. Now, China, right now, China has the dragon out there. The symbol for China, too, is a dragon. And so that... that dragon, if you will, and I'm not saying that's Satan. I'm just saying that that's their symbol. They virtually own what the media does, and they own the Biden family crime cartel. They own it lock, stock, and barrel. So let me go on with the commentary. It says that we believe that killing babies is murder and child sacrifice. That's exactly what it is. To kill babies, it's child sacrifice. They believe that it's a constitutional right and a convenience. That's what the left, the wickedness and the hardship. And I remember, I can tell you, I think I would hate to live in New York City. I would hate to live in that. Their legislation in the state of New York, those state legislators in New York, seem to be extremely wicked people. I mean, wicked people. And we'll be hearing from probably some of those that are from New York in the very near future that are running for office. But when I saw them stand and cheer when that absolutely corrupt man, that Antichrist, he is an Antichrist, Governor Cuomo, when he was saying, we can, now kill babies after they're born. You don't have to just, you can kill them days, whatever, after they're born. And they cheered. We can offer up these children sacrifices. That New York State legislator is really a corrupt and a very wicked and an evil thing, okay? And so, and every pastor in New York knows that. And if they were good and godly men, they would say it. They would tell the truth. Remember, there's truth or consequences, truth or consequences. And so we believe that organ harvesting is a horrible, horrible sin. They believe that it's a profitable industry. Of course, Joe, as long as they're not the one that's being harvested, huh?
Right.
And we were, as I preached on this, I was talking about what happened when we had the Mountain Yard pastor. These are the true natives of Vietnam. These were the people that indigenous people of Vietnam, the what they call the Vietnamese in there, really came down from China, most of them. But these people here, these pastors that we were with, 22 of these pastors, these Mountain Yard pastors, and when we were having a dinner, and I remember what happened, one of them come up, his daughter had been sold from the Vietnamese government to Saudi Arabia. She was sold because she couldn't pay her taxes. And while we were there, they had the phone where he brought up, and it was his daughter. The Saudis allowed her to have one last communication with her father, and she was saying, "Dad, this is the last time you'll see me. They're going to harvest my organs today." And that took place at our dinner.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. It was so horrifying. I wonder how many people really hit that this is going on today. It's happening today. There's slavery, people selling people, into slavery, harvesting organs, sex slavery. People just turn their eyes. They don't want to see or hear.
The Democratic Communist Party here is flush with pedophilia. It's flush. It's flush with pedophilia. But they don't call it pedophilia. Now they call it minor attraction. And a lot of these children that are missing, they're missing for organ harvesting, Joe. And that's actually taking place. But you're not going to hear any of that on the fake news media. Now, we believe that LGBTQ is, as God's word has says, an abomination. An abomination is a very, very serious transgression against God of nature and all of nature. The Bible refers to this this abomination. The very first time homosexuality was talked about, sodomy, the very first time the word abominable was used.
And the Bible, yeah.
Right. And remember, one of the old Hebrew definitions for that was the stench of rotting flesh.
Stench in the nostrils of a holy God.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing, is it?
It doesn't sound good to me.
So, but today, your NEA, the entire Democratic Communist Party, Joe Obama, Biden, Nasty Pelosi, the entire Democratic Communist Party push this horrible, horrible sin. The apostate church, the United Church of the Antichrist, Most of the United Methodist Church, they push this horrible, horrible sin. And if you love your children, get them out of the public fool system, because it's ripe with pushing the sin of sodomy, the sin, and that they embrace. Not only do they consider this LGBTQ to be a good example, they consider it to be superior, that it's a privilege to be a part of what God calls an abominable thing. And you know what? Even on Fox News, they won't condemn it. Fox News won't condemn it, right? They come out, they want to come out, now some out there would, but they come out, and most of the prissy preacher in this country don't have the courage. They're afraid. They fear the sodomites more than they do God, to come out and condemn. But praise God for that very small percentage of actual real pastors that he has left out there. I'm going to stop there, Joe.
If I can, is there time?
Yeah, go ahead.
This person that you debate with, one of the things on our side, how do you know it's the truth? Because the people that tell the truth get attacked, pay huge prices. We know Joe Farah, World News Daily, terrible price. He's being destroyed by, you know, the giant media of Silicon Valley. Michael Kaufman, Dr. Greg Thompson, so many of the people we've worked with, those that spoke up, stood for the truth, have been attacked by the government in some form, been knocked down, paid a heavy price. And you don't do that, you don't stand up and tell the truth to get ruined.
Absolutely.
To get ruined, right?
Absolutely. And so we're going to play we're going to play a song, right? We're going to break, and then we got some clips. Go ahead, take them away.
A strange sensation has seized the nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves are breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads. Have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. They got new laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI just hired the KGB. The ADL's got a list for sale,
but you're anti-Semitic.
Now, how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widowed mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow is guilty. Now, have you ever heard a condo confess? Here in the land of the fee and the home of the
slate. It's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policemen, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policemen, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. I wonder just whose side are you on? So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, you do the Constitution bodily harm.
When we see one, Biden's the biggest one of all. But last night, he got a cold splash of reality when he was confronted by a heckler. Listen.
But.
You stole it, guy!
That's right. No. Let him go. Ignorance knows no boundaries. But we never gave up. We never gave in.
Everybody in Washington knows it's true. They just won't admit it because they were all in on it. The Democrats, the FBI, the CIA, big tech, big pharma, they all conspired to rig the election. And every day more evidence comes out. There are already a dozen FBI whistleblowers who say the Bureau buried the laptop for a whole year before we voted. And yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg admitted the FBI lied to Facebook about the laptop so they'd censor it before the election. Stories about Hunter's laptop.
There was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story. The New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
But the FBI knew the thing was real. I mean, they'd had it for a year before it was leaked to the Post. The Justice Department was investigating Hunter for the very crimes they said was Russian disinformation. At the same time, the FBI was frantically trying to neutralize Ashley Biden's missing diary. Yesterday, they sent two drug addicts to prison for finding the president's daughter's diary and trying to cash in on it. I thought Democrats wanted to keep nonviolent offenders out of jail. And the diary was never even stolen. Ashley Biden just abandoned it. She left it under a mattress in a halfway house where she was recovering from her sex and drug addiction. And they even raided Project Veritas over it.
I'm sorry, so what is this regarding?
This is a search warrant. Open up.
Let me
hear it. I'm happy with you right here. Should know again, for our safety and for yours, we're going to have to consider you.
Yeah.
You do not have to be telling you are not being paid for safety.
Have you ever seen so much federal manpower unleashed over a diary? Maybe, because it has dirt on the First Family. Not fake dirt like golden showers and Russian collusion, though. Real first-person accounts from Ashley Biden about her hyper-sexualized youth. Like, quote, I remember having sex with friends at a young age and showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. If that had come out, I don't think Biden would have won Georgia. The FBI is like Biden's wolf. Remember? Pulp Fiction?
Okay. First thing, you two. Take a body, stick it in the trunk. All you two folks to do is take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. I'm talking fast, fast, fast. I'm here to help. If my help's not appreciated, lots of luck, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Wolf. It ain't like that. Your help is definitely appreciated.
The FBI's been solving Democrats' problems for 3 straight elections now. Remember the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch? Hillary was under investigation, and her husband secretly met with a woman investigating her for a half an hour and claimed the whole time they just talked about their grandkids. What was the FBI doing during that meeting? Well, the FBI formed a barrier around them and tried to make sure that the press couldn't get too close and hear what they were saying. So after letting Hillary skate, they spied on Trump and then rigged the next election for Joe. And then they're rigging this one with the raid. We were never supposed to know about 10% for the big guy or that Biden was taking closed-door meetings with Ukrainian gas executives. The FBI knew all about Biden family corruption in Ukraine, but they still let Trump get impeached over it. The feds basically impeached Trump for calling 911 on Joe. The intelligence community even covered up the lab leak, and the CIA helped cover up the laptop leak. See how big this whole thing gets? But it gets even bigger. Listen to this. People probably died. But hell, Joe won. This election was decided by 44,000 votes in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin. If we, the people, hadn't been lied to, Trump would have won. This was not a free and fair election. The FBI rigged the 2020 election. The diary, the laptop, Facebook, and now the Pfizer deal. This is the biggest conspiracy I've ever seen. And the media won't touch it because they're complicit, too. So tonight, we're calling on all the honest FBI agents to come forward and tell the truth about what happened in 2020. 12 whistleblowers isn't enough. I remember when one whistleblower got a president impeached. We have 12 and counting. The very institutions that are supposed to stay out of politics stole an election. So have the courage to come out and serve your country in the right way. Buck Sexton's a former CIA analyst and is the co-host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is huge.
It is, Jesse. And which one do we start with? We could do COVID and the vaccine approval process. As we've seen since the first vaccine approval, they're approving this stuff, shot five, shot six coming, shot seven, without anyone really believing that they have the full data, certainly not the long-term studies to know about efficacy or safety measures, but they just keep pumping it out and keep going. But the timing of it was rather convenient for Biden and rather inconvenient for the Trump administration at the time. I think that's asking people to become coincidence theorists instead of conspiracy theorists. And then on the FBI, wouldn't it be nice if somehow the FBI could manage to stay out of a presidential election?
Just once.
It shouldn't really be that hard. You know, they could have, the DOJ could have said, there's absolutely no way that we are, based on the angry letters from the librarian, going to raid the home of a former president. But we understand that they tell us actually what they think, which is that President Trump is a unique threat to our democracy, that he must be treated differently in the press, that he must be treated differently by the federal bureaucracy and the deep state. Extreme measures are not only warranted, they are necessary. They are something that can be justified under any circumstances. This is what they've been saying now for what, going on 6 years. So it's not surprising that the Rubicons are being crossed over and over again, that they're doing things they've never done before. The FBI and CIA and other officials who signed the laptop letter.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody, I worked for some of them. They're not that dumb. They knew it was real, but they did their part for the Biden administration. There are deep state elements within the federal bureaucracy, within the intelligence agencies, who look at the possibility of a Trump administration once again as literally being capable of ending the country. So if you think that something could end the country, lying about it in an article and signing your name to it like a buffoon, that's pretty low stakes.
That's how they justify it, because Trump was a renegade. He didn't go along with the establishment. He tried to cut deals with the Russians in the beginning. He tried to do a deal with the Saudis. He was tough on China. He tried to close the border. The donors didn't like that. So for the good of the country, they rigged an election, didn't they?
I mean, there are so many ways that they rigged the election. Never mind the Facebook, FBI, and Twitter, Facebook suppression on behalf of the FBI. Why does the FBI think that it should be policing disinformation or misinformation in the first place?
Right.
We have a marketplace of ideas. The FBI shouldn't be running around saying, oh, someone said something mean about Joe Biden. Just let Joe Biden speak. People will say lots of mean things. That's the way it's going to go.
Well, he can't speak, and that's why they had to speak for him and act for them. All right, Buck, thank you so much.
It's like, I told you so. Remember. God's word in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, folks, tells you resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Resistance to tyranny. God, yes.
And those FBI agents, they had the responsibility, not just to the people, you know, or the oath they took, they had the responsibility to stop it, to blow whistles. They should have been blowing whistles for a long time. They didn't. Now, I understand now that Chris Wray, you know, he's going to be pretty soon on his way out. I understand a number of agents have said that he has totally lost control. And I know when they brought him in for congressional hearings and that, he had that little smirk on his face. And
He had quite a smirk. But Sean Hannity came out and said that there are now up to 20 whistleblowers. And they are coming out asking Chris Wray to resign, step down, because he has lost control of the FBI.
Well, Joe,
lost control. Well, it was lost long ago, wasn't it?
Right, right.
We know who's really running things. That's the trouble. We don't know. Somebody's running the State Department, the FBI, the whole deep state, and we don't know who it is.
Well, Joe, are we clairvoyant? I mean, Joe, did we know? Were we given some great message going back to the very night that Trump won the election in 2016, I believe it was November 8th. Was there some message, or did we, at that night, on that very night, did we not tell people that the 2020 election was going to be the most corrupt? You're going to see election fraud that set a precedent far beyond anything this country said. Now, how do we know that?
For years, get more corrupt each and every year. We watch the revolution start to build and this takeover coming. We saw Obama say he was going to bring about the total transformation of America. I mean, and we just paid attention to what the enemy said.
Did
and
we
believe them?
Did we not hear? Did we not hear Marky Zuckerberg say that he was that he had the ability to flip 15 million votes?
Million votes, yeah.
And through then, all of the fake news media out there, they realized that they messed up. They underestimated the American people, and so now this election fraud, the election, you know. Waters really didn't, you know, cover the voter fraud where it came to all of the ballots, and which we did. We were on
away from that.
We were on top of that. To this very day, the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, to this very day will not tell the truth. They will not tell the truth. Okay, so we're going to have some rapid. We've got some lightning.
First of all, one thing in history, you and I have, over the years, the enemy has almost always told us what they're going to do. Going back, you can go back to Karl Marx, the Fabian Socialists, the Cultural Marxists, you name it. They said what they were going to do. They explained how they were going to do it. Then they went ahead and did it. The Progressive Caucus that was in our Congress said how they were going to, you know, foment this revolution that Barack Obama, the total transformation he talked about. The difference is you and I hear them. We know what they're saying. We believe them because we watch and the actions follow the words that they say. They start to do what they say they're going to do. And this has been going on my entire life. I can remember the enemy always is telling you what they're up to.
Well, they actually do it in movies. They do it in movies. Remember Soli Green, 1984, they do it in movies, too. They show you what, that one movie they did, The Advocate, I think it was called, which was really, they show you how they use they corrupt the legal system, how it's just totally corrupted in there, and Satan uses that, but anyhow, with lawyers, but anyhow, we're going to do lightning rounds now. Trump wants redo of 2020 election immediately over new FBI revelations. So legitimate president, see, they keep calling him the former. We don't ever call him former president. Legitimate president Donald Trump said the 2020 election needs to be redone following recent disclosures how about the FBI influenced reporting about Hunter Biden's laptop. Go on. So now it comes out that conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have easily won the 2020 presidential election. He did win it. They flipped the votes. They flipped the votes before our very eyes. We saw him do it, okay? Trump wrote on his social media platform, Truth Social, on August 29th, the massive fraud, election interference at a level never, ever seen before in our country, declare the rightful winner or that this would be minimal solution. Declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately, Trump also wrote. Well, we're going to deal with this. I know you've got questions about that. How constitutional is that? But I'm going to deal with that in the second part of the second hour, okay?
The enemy is coming out there. They're really trying to put him down for this. They're calling him all sorts of names. And I think they're terribly, like you said earlier in the evening, they are afraid. They are now coming after this like you cannot believe with what they're saying about him.
I can. I've been watching him.
Up like on Fox News. No comment at all on Fox News.
Yeah, well, again, like I told you, now, Jesse Waters, you know, was on Fox News. We just heard from Jesse Waters. We heard from Tucker Carlson, too, and Hannity. So at least there's three out there. But but Fox News would not even promote 2,000 Mules, where that was absolutely... So you can't... Fox News is not in our corner. Fox News is no more to be trusted than NBC, ABC, or CBS. So, folks, you know, when I hear Brett Baer say fair and balanced, what a lie. Brett, that's lying. And, you know, lying is a sin. And by the way, while we're talking about this, you know, we mentioned this, the UFBI agents, I want to praise the good Lord for the ones that have come forward. There's like 20 of them now that have come forward. And I know, you know, that you guys have been under pressure. But what has happened, you got to remember this. Okay, you that still have kept your integrity. Remember how the Bible talks about how the Lord says with all that Job went through, and yet he kept his integrity. And you FBI agents that have said, you know what, you know, this is, I'm better than that. I'm not a dirty cop, and I can't put up with this. And you've gone forward, and you've blown the whistle. Those that haven't yet, you really should now. But you got to understand something here. It's the best thing. Always, always, the only remedy for sin, and believe me, it's a sin of omission. That would, for those that know to do good and do it not, James 4:17, for those that know to do good and do it not, to them it is sin, okay?
Sin.
And so
that's
what you need...
That's pretty clear, isn't it?
It is. So you fellows out there, you know, again, now think about this. Your children aren't real proud of, you know, they don't want to tell their friends that their father's an FBI agent. Maybe some do, but a lot. And it's not because of what you did. But you love people like Chris Ray, like Comey, like Peter Strzok, and these people go out and Merrick Garland, okay? And they have given you a bad name. And to hear Merrick Garland talk about the integrity of the FBI. Again, I want to say this, and I want to make it very clear. Merrick Garland would be very, very, very hard-pressed to find someone, to find anyone who is as corrupt as he is to prosecute. He's, you know, again, Merrick, you're a dirty cop. And let me tell you, like we just told him, the only remedy for that is repentance. You've taken out, you're angry, you're mad because you got passed over for Supreme Court justice. You got passed over because of your record, Merrick Garland. You need to repent of that. Listen, John the Baptist told Herod, okay, he called Herod out. And Merrick Garland, you're being called out. You can't beat God. You can't. You cannot beat God. And what you need to do, you need, and Chris Ray, and all of you out there, I think as far as Joe Biden, I believe he's too far from him. I think he's become so reprobate. I think he has become so reprobate. I don't know if there's any turning back. And by the way, you know, the reason, you know, again, pedophilia, remember what they're saying. Now, the Democrats are calling pedophilia. They've given it a new name called minor attraction. This is what they're calling. By giving it the language of illusion, they think it's going to somehow, and they're calling for it to legitimize that, make it legal. They want to make pedophilia legal. Joe Biden, pedophilia, in God's eyes, is a horrible sin, Joe Biden. Pedophilia is a horrible sin in God's eyes. What you did with your daughter was wrong. It was wrong. But again, the only remedy for sin is repentance. And so, and that needed to be said, didn't it, Joe?
It certainly needed to be said. We're living in an age where I wonder how many of our listeners have actually read 1984. And if they haven't, they need to read that. It's all about the concepts that came in. Big Brother, Thought Police. This novel explains exactly what they're trying to do to us today. Control all our aspects. Control even our thinking, the idea of a thought crime, hate crimes, if you think it, you know, that's where it's heading. And they tried to change history. They kept the history was continually in the book 1984 rewritten. Well, that's what they've been doing. They've been changing and shifting our words. They've been changing our words, changing our history, trying to redo the Constitution, go back and say, no, the country started at this date with slavery, and I mean, everything in this book we can find a parallel to today. And I just hope everybody goes out and takes it out of their library or buys a copy and reads 1984. It should scare you because you are seeing it take place.
I think that was written up, if I remember right, 1984 was written back in the 60s. I believe I was reading it back then.
It was written, yeah.
Okay.
It was called 19 because that was into the future. Yeah. I can't remember what year, but it was 50s or 60s.
Yeah, I remember back in the 60s, I remember my a science teacher teaching us that by the 1980, I think by 85, you would have no more rubber tires on cars. All the cars would be floating on air. The highways would be made of rubber, but not the tires. And I remember all of these
things they didn't get right, but that book with government and power, they hit it on the head a little early. I mean, they called it a little early, but still everything that said is taking place today in one state or another, one form or another.
All righty. Well, listen. DOJ says FBI agents took privileged materials in the Trump raid. It's an article by Jack Phillips, and this is from the Epic Times. Officials have completed their examination of the documents that were taken during a raid on the legitimate President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, and it's possible that attorney-client privilege information was seized by dirty FBI agents.
Well, they've admitted it now. They've said, yes, that there was some documents that were attorney-client privilege. They even took passports, three passports he had, and there was nothing there in those passports that they should have taken, but they had to give those back. I mean, the search warrant covered every piece of paper during his entire presidency, and we know that's not a constitutional search warrant. Search warrant is supposed to be extremely specific. You have to look and take only that pertains to what's in the warrant. You can't just say, oh, I'll just bag up this whole room and take it with me. I'm trying to find one, item. No, that's not the way it works. It was illegal, unconstitutional, and I don't hear a lot of our Republican congressmen and senators screaming that. It was an invalid, unconstitutional search, and we need some people to have some courage to speak out and tell the truth.
That's what we're doing tonight. Here's an article by Christina Lila, and she is writing here that Joe Biden's in Justice Department on Monday asked the court's permission to file a 40-page response to the legitimate President Donald Trump's request for a special master, the Washington Examiner reporter. Now, can you imagine that President Trump doesn't trust the DOJ, right?
Would you trust them? I don't trust the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, the Biden administration, Department of Education, there's nobody up there I trust.
Well, the DOJ says, well, they have their own counsel that does that. Yeah, that they don't need a special master to request. Yeah.
Right, they have their own internal experts.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they get, if there's any justice at all in that judge, that court, she'll have a private master. And I hope they can find one that can't be bought, okay?
That'd be like the Nazi SS. Well, we've got an expert within the SS to go over the documents and check them for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Very quickly, Chief Administrator of private Christian school in Florida receives death threats after telling parents students. Okay, we'll be back right after this. We're running out of time.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Keep on there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Speary Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.